Well, this is our 76th season at Tanglewood, and consistent with prior seasons, it's certainly focused on the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, but added to that full complement of concerts are some wonderful popular artists and some traditions such as Prairie Home Companions. So we have the regulars, the Yo-Yo Ma's, the Josh Bells, the Manny Axes, certainly Pinkus Zukerman, Beethoven 9 is very much always part of the festival, closes the festival, in fact, and then now one of the great Chinese virtuosos, Lang Lang, will be coming back to Tanglewood. He hasn't been here in a few years. I think one of the highlights certainly will be, and especially with our Bernstein connection, Bernstein for many, many years had Tanglewood as part of his musical life, and ultimately we're going to be doing the West Side Story, complete with the movie, as you know it, with the Boston Symphony performing the soundtrack. And so all of the words have been extracted, and so the BSO, probably with the help of a Click Tack, will be accompanying West Side Story in a concert that's already selling quite well. And of course, one of our premium dates remains John Williams, who's been doing film night for years, and that's typically 14, 15, sometimes even 18,000 people. This year it features Audra McDonald, one of the great singers in the world, joining him. And so it's basically, like many other summers, it's a year of highlights in terms of the festival, and then we have all these incredible fellows from all over the world coming, joining us, and studying music with the faculty and with the Boston Symphony. So it should be, like many, many other summers, loaded with great music and hopefully some good weather. And just can't especially sitting in my office, with I think it's 7 degrees outside here in Boston. I'm looking forward to the summer at Tanglewood.
So, you know, when do the tickets go on sale, and why should people, you know, pick them up early?
Well, the tickets go on sale to the public at 10 a.m. on Sunday, this Sunday, the 27th, and you can get them at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200. And the reason people might want to think about buying early is they if they have a specific place they want to sit, or they want to sit in the shed for some of the more popular concerts, I would advise to buy early, if you don't mind sitting in the lawn or whatever. That you have the option of waiting. But if you want to be in the shed, and especially for some of the higher profile concerts, now is the time to buy.
And for those who may not be able to attend outside of the radio broadcasts, will people still be able to hear the music at Tanglewood this summer?
Well, AMC has been a great partner for years in terms of broadcasting concerts. We have a network throughout New England that covers every Tanglewood concerts in Boston and certainly all of the surrounding states. I think New Hampshire Public Radio, Maine Public Radio, Vermont Public Radio all have, and I know AMC has a very, very wide reach beyond Western Mass and upstate New York. We try to, certainly we encourage people to have the communal experience of being at a concert at Tanglewood, but for those unable, they're certainly and then available on the web. You can come to our website a few days after the concert, and it's there's a link, and you have access to the music, for a good year. We keep it up for about a year, so we try to make the music as accessible as possible, and we try to make it accessible as possible, even coming to the shed. A family of four on a two children and two adults coming and sitting on the lawn on a Friday night, it costs $18. You can't go to a movie for that. You can spend more money, of course, if you want to sit in the front of the shed, but ultimately, we have tried to have a wide range of prices that can address people's ability to pay, and so we try to be responsive.
So, can you give any more hints about some of the special performances that will be happening at Tanglewood this summer?
We just recently were able to secure commitments from several artists that weren't initially in our announcement, and those include Esperanza Spalding, who's one of the great jazz artists. Jackson Browne is doing our July 4th show with his guest Sarah Watkins. Jerry Garcia. We have a wonderful symphonic tribute and celebration of Jerry Garcia. I suspect he will not be able to make it, but already I know they're actually a few thousand Jerry Garcia fans who have already expressed an interest and through his fan club and others. And then we have Melissa Etheridge on June 21st. So, you know, we have a few more dates to announce a little later in the season as we flesh out Labor Day weekend. But that is sort of what we have in addition to the Boston Symphony and Boston Bops throughout the July and August.